Mobile home investing is one of the cheapest ways to build wealth in real estate. But a lot of people miss this one crucial step that could make or break their life as a real estate investor. Today, I'm going over the good and the bad of mobile home investing, why I think it's a bad idea, and some alternative investing strategies. Coming up. Welcome to the Think Big Real Estate Podcast, the show where I share what I'm learning about real estate sales and real estate investing to help you grow your real estate business. Today, I'm going over mobile home investing. Now, a lot of people, they're intrigued about mobile home investing because they're cheap. I mean, you can buy a mobile home for between $5,000 to $20,000. The most expensive one I've seen was between, I think it was like $35,000. So compared to regular residential real estate, that's dirt cheap. I mean, you're seeing mobile homes costing a third, if not a fourth, of what a regular single family would cost normally. So that's one reason. I think that's the biggest reason why people even think of investing in mobile homes. And because it's so cheap, it's a lot easier to pay cash with. I mean, it's a lot easier to pay cash for $20,000 worth home. You know, you can pay it off so easily, which is great for those heading into retirement age that don't necessarily want the management. They just want to relax. They want to enjoy retirement, and they don't want to leverage. They don't want to get out alone and having to be stuck with that for a couple of years. They just want it paid off and enjoy the cash flow. So it's a good option for it could be a good option for retirees. Now, the thing with mobile homes is they do have faster turnover time, meaning that there's less time between tenants. So you won't have like months between a tenant vacating the property. You'll have less vacancies simply because there's a lot less construction to do. There's a lot less reno to do. Because the mobile home is so cheap, you're limited to, I mean, how much you can put into the property. I mean, it doesn't make sense to do $30,000 worth of reno on a $20,000 property mobile home. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So you have to do things cheap, which is another advantage. You buy it cheap, you maintain it cheap, and you get, I mean, just a reno, just because you're limited in the price, you can't go above market that much. And because the market value is so low, I mean, everything about it is just cheap. Usually in reno, you're only doing structural work, things like the bones of a property, like electrical, plumbing, foundation, just what makes a house. You're doing very basic stuff. And again, the maintenance is so cheap because you can't do as much rental because it's so cheap. It doesn't make sense to, you might not get a ROI depending on what you buy it at. And another thing is that there's a lot less competition in mobile home investing. Everyone's talking about residential. Everyone's talking about commercial. I have not seen, besides one person, talk about mobile home investing, trailer park investing, whatever you want to call it. I've only seen one person talk about it, which creates an opportunity for mobile home investors because no one knows the mobile home space. No one knows how to calculate it. No one is familiar with the terms, the legalities, everything mobile home investing. So you're more likely to buy a good deal. Now, the biggest thing why I don't like mobile home investing, and you know, I think that a lot of people get into mobile home investing with the mindset that I want to save every dollar that I can. I think that's the mentality of mobile home investors. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, to me, there's that mentality of saving every single penny that I can. And then there's the mentality of, well, how can I make more money? Is it? So I was like, do I save everything that I have, or how can I make more? And I'm more, well, I'm a big saver, but I'm more towards, of course, don't spend money that you don't need to spend, but always be thinking about how can you make more? How can you afford it, rather than saying, well, I can't afford it right now, and trying to save every penny that you have. And I think that sort of gets to mobile home investors, because they see the cheap price tag and then they just pounce, because they want to be a real estate investor. They just want the title, in my opinion. But the thing with mobile homes is that the tenants in mobile homes are typically lower quality tenants. They may not have the best income. They may not have the best background history. They may not have best credit. They may not have the best anything. And that could be why they're living in a mobile home. It can also be, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's good people no matter where you look. I believe that 100% there's good people no matter where you look. I mean, some people in mobile homes, they're just retirees and, you know, they don't want to spend their money. So the mobile homes, one of the cheapest ways to live, so they live in a mobile home. There's nothing wrong with that, but typically, usually, the tenants in mobile homes are pretty rough. And that, for me, like I'm a big believer in the buy and hold, and so I have to have tenants. I would much rather have a tenant with a 700 credit score, a good stable job, good stable income, and just an overall a good screening. I mean, rather than a lower quality tenant at a mobile home park. Am I a bad guy for thinking that? Maybe. I mean, I see it as trying to protect my money as much as possible. And if I know that mobile home parks attract a certain type of tenant, and I don't like that certain type of tenant, I'm not going to invest my money there. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, you could be a mobile home investor and take advantage of the low pricing, but I wouldn't recommend doing the buy and hold strategy, just so you don't have to deal with the tenants. I mean, we're talking like you do a flip, you do anything to avoid the tenants. And I'm not saying every person in a mobile home park is bad. No, it's not at all what I'm saying. Typically, there are some rougher people in there. And I don't want to get into arguments with them. I don't want neighbors calling the police on them. And then when they're partying too long, when the music's too loud in the middle of the night, or maybe they're yelling, having some argument all the time. I don't want that. So that's my thing with mobile homes, is the tenant. That's the only thing. The only thing I have a problem with is the tenants. Now, this actually happened, and my grandpa actually lives in a mobile home. He's a retiree, so yeah, a lot of people move into mobile homes because it's cheap, affordable way to live through retirement and be free to do whatever you want. Nothing wrong with that. That's great. That's fantastic. Do that. Yeah. But while I was there, I'll tell you something. This was in Indiana too. So me going to Indiana, I mean, that's rough even by itself. There were some homes with some swastikas. They had it. One guy had a full-on flag on the back of his pickup truck. Another guy had it on his windows. And you know, when I was at the Indiana through a concert, like a festival, there was a dude with a swastika there. Like, I don't know, just mobile homes, I don't want to deal with those type of tenants. And in general in life, why would you want to bring someone into your life that's not going to make it better? Right? Why go through the trouble of dealing with, they're just bad people. All right? I just come out and say, they're just bad people. All right? That's my thing with mobile home, is the people that live there. Now again, they're not all bad people. I don't believe that. I refuse to believe that there's bad people in every single, not everyone in a mobile home park is bad. But you'll find a lot of bad ones in there. That's just my opinion. You may disagree, but it's important to listen to someone else's advice. That way you can learn from them and be open to it. Now, the thing with mobile homes is if you buy one that doesn't have, like, it's literally a mobile home. Like, you can literally, like, hook it up and take it like it's on wheels. You can take it wherever you want across the country and just park it there. It's literally a mobile home. You don't own the land. Obviously, you don't own the land. And then you have to rent it out. You don't have a traditional deed. You don't have a title to the land like in regular residential real estate or commercial or whatever. Basically anything besides mobile home. Instead, you get like these little sort of like DMV looking stickers. You know, those the license plate stickers you put on your car. Basically, you get something like that when you're in mobile homes. And then you have to renew it every year or every couple of years, however long it goes. Which is another fee that you really don't get in, I don't think, any type of other real estate besides mobile homes. And of course, depreciation will happen fast in mobile homes compared to residential, compared to commercial. Now, also the rent on the land, going back to the land that your mobile home is on, the rent will increase with inflation every year. And actually during the exchange of owners, like say you're going in to become a new owner in the property, they'll have to reassess the land value, and they might end up charging you even more because they had to do that reassessment of the land during the transfer of new owners. So there's a lot of things wrong with mobile home investing. I'm just gonna come out and say it. I don't, it's not interesting to me. And on top of that, the financing just isn't horrible, but when you compare it to things like residential, residential is better. For instance, the financing usually, typically between 20 and 25 year loans, that's what you're going to get with mobile home investing. Usually you're putting more down just because the property depreciates so quickly. So you're going to typically put between 30 and 40% down.
Quick disclaimer, if you need real estate advice, seek a qualified professional. I'm just some guy with a podcast that likes talking about real estate. Anything that I say could be wrong. I'm just trying to share what I'm learning about real estate sales and real estate investing. Anyways, back to the show.
This is for the bank to protect itself. If you take out a loan on it, yeah, hopefully you pay cash, but the bank knows. The bank doesn't like it either. They're investing in a depreciating asset. That's why you have to put so much more down. And it's a shorter time period, you know. You can get a 30-year loan on a residential, whereas mobile home, 2025. And on top of that, you're going to get a higher interest rate. I mean, instead of like a 4% interest rate, I mean, right now it's like 3-point-something in residential. You're going to get like 5%. I mean, you're going to get a higher interest rate. Because again, banks know that it's depreciating. It's just going to depreciate so fast. The value just isn't there. So, I mean, look, if you're going to do mobile home investing, first of all, do your research. Talk to people that are in the mobile home space. That's very important to not to just learn about it. I mean, it's important to learn about the investing strategy, but actually talk to people who have actually been there and done that, because they know a lot more than anyone that's just talking about it does, because they've been there and done that. Now, I'm not a big fan, like I said, the tenants, I think you get that. So if I were to go into mobile home investing, and I wouldn't. But if someone forced me and said, you have to invest in mobile homes, I would do anything to avoid tenant. I would not do buy and hold. I don't care about the selling costs. I would do something, a flip. I don't care about the selling costs. I don't care. I just don't want to deal with the tenants. Just the overall community there. Just don't want to deal with it. Now, those are my thoughts on mobile home investing. I don't think it's a good idea. And I think that's why not a lot of people do it. I think that's why it's not so competitive, because everyone knows it's such a bad idea. But, you know, you are you. You do what you want. Your life, whatever you want, you can do. Just take this advice into consideration and I hope it goes well, but we'll see. Bye bye.